Here's a little something extra for you podcast listeners. Since Apple launched the iTunes Music Store in 2003, people have downloaded more than 8.5 billion songs. Apple expects to hit the 10 billion song mark by the end of the year. About 750,000 people pay a monthly fee to subscribe to Rhapsody, that service that allows users to stream any of 5 million songs in its catalog over the internet. Now, those are the legal services. We don't know how many songs are downloaded and streamed illegally. A recent Pew Internet survey found that 3 out of every 4 teenagers who download music agree with the following statement. Quote, file sharing is so easy to do, it's unrealistic to expect people not to do it.
I like Pandora. You know Pandora? It's a great website.
Pandora's awesome.
It's a great website.
And do you know LimeWire?
I do know LimeWire.
So, very good download.
This week we asked some kids outside a high school in Lower Manhattan what albums they're listening to and how they got them. This is a very unscientific sample for sure, but just for the record, many said that in the world of iPods, downloading and streaming music, whether you're doing it legally over a service like Pandora or illegally using something like LimeWire, has become a necessity.
I'm Nate. I'm 17 years old. Right now, the Jay-Z album, it's pretty much what I've been listening to.
This is anti-auto-tune, death for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
Of course, it got leaked like every other album today, so I heard it, you know, a few weeks before it came out. And then I downloaded it, illegally, of course.
My name is Harry, I'm 17. I don't think it's wrong to stream music free, like to listen to a song on YouTube. To have access to music for free, I think is great, because people should hear as much music as they can. It's important, it's cultural, but there's a difference between that and downloading music that you then own. It's someone's creative property that really does take money out of their pocket.
My name is Blakely, I'm 17, and I listen to a lot of hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall. I really like Beyonce's album, I Am Sasha Fierce. I don't have the album, but I have the LimeWire version of the album. I sometimes think about it like the artist is getting gypped. They're really not getting the money for their song, but it's more convenient to get it off of LimeWire.
My name is Vinny, I'm 15. Right now I listen to a lot of Pink Floyd. The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, those are the two biggest songs. Money. A lot of people say, you know, I'm never going to get caught. Someone told me the way they catch these people who are downloading, you know, songs off of illegal sites is they pick completely randomly, and one song can lead up to, like, millions of dollars of fines. I guess it's not worth it, and most of the music being made by the artist, I guess I kind of want to support the artist, so why not buy it, you know?
My name's Lorianne. I'm 17 years old, and I listen to dancehall and reggae. I used to buy CDs, but I don't anymore. I like Sean Paul's new album, with So Fine on it. How did I get the album? Off LimeWire. But I just haven't gotten caught yet, I guess.
Girl, just let me be there for you anytime. It's so fine. For you, I tried the longest line. It's so fine. My girl broke out and wine. Mash up my brain and wash up my mind. When bad man, I'll dance with them nine. I'll be your sunshine, my girl. Just let me be there for you anytime. It's so fine. For you, I done the longest line. It's so fine. My girl broke out and wine. Wash up my brain and wash up my mind. When bad man, I'll dance with them nine.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.